Florida is expected to grow by 5 million more residents by the year 2030. Enter Wantman Group, Incorporated, also known as WGI, a national design firm in the public and private infrastructure markets, which will literally help construct the future infrastructure network, not only in Florida, but throughout the nation. WGI's president, Greg Sauter, joins me today. Greg, let's start here. Tell our listeners a little bit more about WGI and why your work and the organization itself, why it's so important to the future of the state of Florida.
WGI is a national design and professional services firm leading in technology-based solutions for the construction of public infrastructure and real estate development. We're approaching 600 professionals, that's engineers, planners, architects, scientists, who are passionate about problem-solving and technology. We're headquartered in West Palm Beach with offices throughout Florida and six other states. And Preston, our work is important because our infrastructure is critical to the health and welfare of the residents of the state and the ability for us to grow and support those 5 million new residents. When I talk about public or civil infrastructure, I mean all those things that we take for granted every day, like turning on the tap and getting clean water, flipping on a light switch, roads to get to work, schools, hospitals. For all the businesses in Florida, our infrastructure is imperative to their success and sustainability, the ability for them to get goods and materials, to deliver their goods across the state and beyond, the ability to grow, is the real estate, the water, the power available, the ability for workers and customers to find and get to them, the ability to track their workforce in support of their growth, the schools to support those families. And, you know, a healthy economy, which drives our businesses, is underpinned by a sustainable and efficient infrastructure. Another important component of our work is our support for the protection of the natural environment. There are many reasons people are attracted to Florida: the weather, the beaches, the economy. So how do we protect our coastal cities and the 1,300 miles of shoreline? Addressing key challenges like sea level rise, significant weather events. You know, the ocean's risen 6 inches in the last 30 years, with an average elevation of just 6 feet and as little as 3 feet, as we know in many locations in Florida, the challenges are clear. Sustainable water sources, the ability of our infrastructure to be resilient to shocks, particularly significant weather events. These are all critical issues that we're focused on solving.
You know, when we think about the future of infrastructure, as evolving as that word is, but when we think about the future in Florida, obviously things that come to mind are smart, connected cities, autonomous vehicles, things that get the headlines. What do you think Florida's business leaders and citizens should expect, though, as we see technology continuing to advance and impact infrastructure projects?
Yeah, Preston, one of my favorite topics. You know, one of the things they should expect to see is a move to new mobility, be it shared mobility through rideshare, fleet sharing as an example. There are multi-unit housing developments that are including a small fleet of vehicles as part of the amenities of the project, things like autonomous shuttles, and last-mile solutions like scooters, bikes, e-bikes, all of which will be critical as urban density continues to rise. And, you know, the questions we have to address are how this changes our transportation system. How do we safely support and accommodate these changes? Curbside management, for instance. How do we support the ongoing move to picking up and dropping off passengers in a system that wasn't designed for it? How do we deal with share use on sidewalks and paths and recreation trails? And how does our parking infrastructure need to adapt? And how can it use smart and connected technology to be more efficient for the public? When we get smart and connected to scale, a city can act as a single organism. For example, understanding and reacting to congestion real time through interconnected traffic systems, which adjust to changing conditions. This can then go as far as adjusting highway movement to ensure the traffic can be absorbed into a city or town, so it's not compounding a problem. And when we think about where highways are going, you know, to be smart and connected is now upon us as well. Think about a road that warns us instantly of an accident or traffic ahead through changing colored highway markers, changing speed limits real time to address traffic flow, to have the capabilities of a Waze, but instantaneously in communicating through the roadway directly to us and our vehicles. These are issues that are moving and changing very quickly. In addition to the excitement, what we hear from our clients is that there's a lot of apprehension, fear about how to plan and embrace this new frontier. So WGI is putting a lot of energy and investment into being out in front of these issues.
WGI's trademark slogan is tomorrow's infrastructure solutions today. So when you look at Florida's future infrastructure needs, what stands out to you and how your organization is going to be involved?
You know, we've got a tremendous opportunity. The way we envision, design, engineer, build, operate, maintain infrastructure is being digitized. And these changes will be revolutionary and have to be, because we as a society cannot afford to create infrastructure as we have for the last 100 years. With demands increasing due to growth, with a backlog of existing infrastructure needs, with external factors like sea level rise, we have to leverage technology to create new solutions for infrastructure challenges. The American Society of Civil Engineers evaluates and rates infrastructure across the nation every 4 years. And in the last review, it gave Florida an overall C. Our roads got a C. And in categories like coastal areas, stormwater, school infrastructure, we're getting Ds. We can and have to do better. The exciting thing is we see many cities like Tampa, Orlando, Jacksonville, Miami, many of the coastal communities, the universities, with ambitious plans to embrace technology. However, with the technology landscape changing daily, it can be a daunting task. WGI helps sort through the myriad of options, the various technologies, to strategically align with the current and future challenges and goals of the communities. This needs to be about problem solving and meeting current and future needs to help our developers and builders design smart into their projects. And we do that by using our decades of experience in the basic tools of planning, engineering, architecture, the scientists, and coupling that with our commitment to advanced tools and technologies, such as machine learning, artificial intelligence, 3D modeling, advanced geospatial tools, augmented and virtual reality, all of these creating solutions that help solve our basic needs and the emerging needs of our clients and partners.
Greg, I'm always fascinated to get the answer to the following question from the various leaders I get the opportunity to talk to throughout the state. But if I ask you, what does free enterprise mean to you? What would your response be?
Free enterprise to me is a business environment and a system that allows private businesses to thrive and be efficient. You know, I started out as an entrepreneur early in my career. Cities and communities of the future are in a battle for investment, for talent, for the next generation businesses. This battle is not only town to town or county to county, city to city, even state to state. It's a global battle. So future economies are going to be high reliant on innovation and entrepreneurship, and communities that appreciate that will be the winners. Reliable and efficient infrastructure is essential to free enterprise and a healthy economy and market. I also think it's important to note the role of government, you know, which is to help provide that essential civil infrastructure and to create and implement a rule of law which provides stability in a safe and healthy environment in which to operate.
Greg, we appreciate your expertise. Wish you and your colleagues at WGI the best as you continue to grow and help build Florida's future. And thank you for carving out some time for me today.
Preston, appreciate it. Thank you for the opportunity to join you today. At WGI, we're really excited about the future of Florida and the role that we can play in improving and elevating infrastructure to support our growing and thriving communities and businesses.
Greg, thanks very much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Preston.
Greg Sauter, ladies and gentlemen. Now, if you'd like to learn more about WGI, we invite you to visit their website. Just go to WGINC.com.